When the Honolulu Police Commission announced it would form a citizens group to help choose the next police chief, word was the panel would include regular people. But the list of those chosen to participate is drawing criticism for representing anything but regular people. Nick Gruby from civilbeat.org has today's reality check. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right, thanks. Looking at how this whole panel came together under the guise of regular people seems to be a little odd given who's on it. I mean, there are people who are still trying to get their brains around the idea of Beth Chapman being on this panel. How did the idea of regular people turn up in who we see actually on this panel or not?
Right. Well, Beth Chapman, of course, is the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter. She's a reality TV star, and I think that was a little bit surprising to most people when Max Sword, the police commission chairman, announced that she was his nominee for this selection committee. Max Sword, of course, had initially said he wanted regular people from the community to be on the selection committee to sort of bring in a community perspective. But when you look at the nominees, they're actually more of a reflection of the commissioners themselves, who are, of course, political appointees and who tend to be well-connected members of our community, whether they're high-powered attorneys, business people, state representatives, lobbyists, etc.
What I'm not hearing you say is anyone who might come from the Native Hawaiian community or any other community that might we might say there. Look, this is really is a cross-section of our population.
Right. I think there's been a lot of criticism of the commission and some of the decisions that they made for the selection committee related to whether or not they're including the voices of individuals and stakeholders who are actually being policed by the Honolulu Police Department. This includes, of course, Native Hawaiians, who make up a disproportionate share of our prison and jail population. Micronesians, too, have high rates of interaction with the police, as do homeless individuals. And on this list, you don't see anybody representing sort of specifically those interests or those stakeholder groups.
Nick, when you look at the list, is there anybody on it that you'd look and say, well, that's a regular person? Is there even one?
Well, Luella Costellis, the police commissioner, had picked out somebody who is a, as she described, a regular person, somebody who's involved with social work and has been involved with some domestic violence issues. But of course, that individual is also a Governor David Ige appointee. Now, this is not to say that these selection committee members aren't qualified to do their job. They all have really impressive resumes, and I'm sure that they can approach the job in a way that should be satisfactory to most people. It's just whether or not their real world experiences help them in picking the right person to be our next police chief.
That seems to be the big question. So where do we go from here with this? Is there any wiggle room or is this down and done?
Well, the police commission actually has to revisit the whole selection committee process because they didn't officially vote on it. Max Sword had said that he had he is going to reconsider Beth Chapman and whether or not he would continue to have her as a nominee on the selection committee. Of course, the commissioners are going to pick up to 5 people from the list of 13 that they have now to see who will help them grade the police chief candidates.
All right. For the moment, we're going to leave it there. But thanks very much for the reality check.
Thank you.
Nick Gruby is a reporter for civilbeat.org.